Well, hello guys. Now here's a person here that is a member of the LGBTQ, and you know that stuff. And of course all that really means is they're an activist, a troublemaker. They're the ones that cause division, hate. Anyway, this person was a nurse. She was in charge of a psychiatric ward for femmes. Well, it couldn't have been very busy. Most of them are out walking the streets. And of course something doesn't look right to me about this supposed nurse. This was obviously a DEI hire. Anyway, she was reported for saying racial slurs to people, causing some people the M-word, and loads of other things. Of course, in the disciplinary, she was very remorseful, but the disciplinary board struck her off. She's no longer going to be a nurse, especially in the NHS, thank God. And we can tell by looking at this person who and what they really are. This person, who obviously has mental issues themselves, was in charge of a psychiatric ward. They should have been in one. They're activists, troublemakers. They promote hatred. It's the same as a lot of the femmes with the nose rings or the pins in their noses. They're really activists. And the secret feminists. And they're just troublemakers. But this is the problem with the DEI hires. They're disastrous. We've seen it time and time again. The trouble is there's so many DEI hires. There will be a lot more disasters. I'll put a link to the news arm down below, guys. These organizations may have fancy names, but all they are promoting is hatred and division. Catch you later.